So, Becky, you're up in Manchester on business and you were actually at a different event when it all happened last night. Do you want to tell me what happened?
Yeah, well, we were at a business event last night and then we sort of started to hear word that there'd been a terrorist attack locally. They told us that we couldn't leave the venue and sort of obviously news started to filter through what was happening. And obviously, we were all very, very upset, probably more than scared, to be honest, just very upset what was happening.
And how far away from the Manchester Arena were you in your event?
Our event, we were probably about a 5 minute drive, but our hotel where we were staying was very, very near to the arena. And that was one of the problems, is we couldn't get back to the hotel because it was so near. They'd obviously cordoned off the whole area while obviously it's happening after the event. And we were just told, obviously, for our own safety, that we had to stay in the centre until obviously the police had cordoned off and made sure that everyone was safe for us before we could go back. So we stayed there till about 4-5 o'clock before it was safe for us to leave.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
You don't expect this sort of thing to happen. You go somewhere for a business trip and this unfolds. I mean, I say you don't expect it to happen these days. Maybe it is in the back of your mind. How did you feel when you first heard there'd been an explosion?
There were quite a few people in tears, including myself, especially when we heard what type of attack it was. You know, young children at an Ariana Grande concert. You'd never believe it, really. So we were just really, really upset and worried for them more than anything else, and just praying it wasn't too many casualties. You just don't expect it, because it's such a vibrant city. It's lovely atmosphere yesterday when we came up, and it's just devastating. It's devastating.
So were you all in a room together with security, or did you get a chance to sleep? Were you all just wide awake until 4 a.m.?
No, there wasn't any security. I think because we were a bit further out, we weren't sort of imminent. It was the hotel that was closed. They just, as far as I could see, I couldn't see any extra security. They just sort of shut us in and provided us with teas and coffees. And we could sleep if you wanted to on the chairs and things. So we just waited it out, really.
So what's the atmosphere like in Manchester? I'm assuming you're still in the city centre.
What's
it like?
Yeah, subdued. Everyone's in shock, I think. Just sad. I mean, I'm looking out the window now. I can see people walking around, but it's not, you know, sort of the vibrant city it was yesterday. It's just awful.